Hij is de ontdekking van 2019. Opeens is hij overal. Hij scoorde al eens met Brooks en Messo. Hij komt uit Noorwegen, maar hij heeft wel gewoon ADE in zijn naam. Hij zit bij Jonas Eden. Welcome to Holland. I heard you just arrived.
Just arrived 2 hours ago. Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be back.
Yeah. I just said you're the guy that even has ADE in his name. is this your first ADE?
I think it's my third now, but I had a break for 2 years, so this is sort of my comeback at ADE, so I'm really excited to be back.
All right. How does your schedule look like this year?
I will not sleep a single minute.
It sounds like my schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, but that's how it's supposed to be.
Where can we find you the next few days?
Well, during the day I'll just be wandering around aimlessly, but I have shows tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. I'm playing Tiesto and Friends tomorrow, and then Future House Music on Friday, Hexagon on Saturday, and Mesto's Messing Around on Sunday.
That's a lot. Yeah. 1 year ago, I honestly had never heard of you, but suddenly you seem to be everywhere. For example, with your collabs with Brooks and Mesto, your solo tracks. How did those collabs come together? Did you reach out to them? Did they come to you? How did that work?
Right, we've actually always been friends since like 2015, 2016. We kind of came up together, and then I took a break because I wasn't good enough, in my opinion. But then I came back, and then we were just working on a lot of music together, so it just happened naturally. So we're really good friends, and I'm really happy they're all here for ID.
All right. You also just released a new song, Tell Me a Lie. Can you tell me something about that, how that came together?
Right, that's actually a track that we started back in 2016, Brooks and I. And
then really? So Brooks was also involved in that one?
Yeah, we started the initial idea in 2016, but then we ended up making another collab, right? That fit more of like a collab, so we ended up deciding that I would just finish it alone and release it as a single. But yeah, he was involved in that, and we've worked on a lot of music together, so it's really cool.
Are there more songs that you worked on that we don't know about?
Definitely a lot more coming.
Coming, so it's like not the ones that are released, but the new music is also something you did with Brooks.
Yes, we've always worked on a lot of stuff together, and it's always nice to have someone to always send music to back and forth, so it's really cool.
Right. I also saw the music video was pretty lit, literally. there happened something on the set, you almost got on fire. What happened there?
Yeah, so we make the music videos with all our friends, so it's kind of a laid-back vibe, and we all do the pyro stuff ourselves. It's kind of shady, and I was completely trusting them, laying on the floor, and they threw gasoline like really close to me. Yeah. And they were like, no, it's gonna be so fine, no worries, don't worry at all, just close your eyes and relax, right? And then it got hotter and hotter and hotter, and suddenly I was on fire. So I had like I was like probably 1 second away from getting a really bad burn, but it went fine.
Okay, you didn't get injured or so?
No, it just hurt a bit, my butt, but it was fine.
All right. You post a lot of videos on YouTube in which you explain how you make your songs and also listen to other people's demos. So you really seem to be supporting like new talent, upcoming producers. What's your number one advice for the people who are probably just making music in their bedrooms and also want to have like the breakthrough you had?
Right, watch my videos. I'm kidding.
Just subscribe to your channel.
I think the most important thing is to understand that it takes time. So I spent 5 years before I even released anything, and I've been producing for 10 years now, so it's just going to take a lot of time, and be patient, and you're going to get there.
Yeah, because I also see you just make videos listening to other people's demos. Did you already have like one of those demos that you think like, okay, this is so good, I want to collab with that, or I want to release it, or did you already have that?
That's funny, because my next release might be a collab with someone that I found in my demo mail and that I've featured in one of those videos. So that's funny that you mentioned that, because that might be happening.
Oh, that's really cool. So this is possible if I just send you an email like, hey, I made this and it's good enough that it could actually be a collab coming. And also other music, I saw you just made a remix of the SpongeBob theme song. Why?
Because I lost a bet with my Instagram followers that if they hit 10k likes on my post, that I would wear it to my Tiesto and Friends show tomorrow.
Oh, you're gonna wear a SpongeBob swimming pants, or
Yeah, a SpongeBob boxer on stage. So yeah, I kind of messed up there.
So yeah, she's gonna do it. I think I already saw a picture also on Instagram of it. That nose is on a really awkward position.
It is, and I actually have it on right now because we filmed like a video of me wearing it at the airport. So it's good. Yeah, I'm gonna post it now soon.
Wait, so you were at the airport and you already walked around in your SpongeBob underwear?
Yes.
How did the security people react to that?
Luckily, they just smiled.
All right. So, you already told me a lot of new music is coming up. So you have some stuff with Brooks coming up. Are there any other collabs we can expect from you in the future?
Well, I'm collabing with all my friends. So it's probably going to be a lot of collabs coming.
All right. But nothing you could already tell me, like who you are in the studio with, or maybe something that will happen during ADE?
We'll wait and see. It's going to be very exciting. That's all I can tell you for now.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I'll probably see you around somewhere during ADE. Thanks a lot.
Definitely.